Our next article concentrates on cash. The invention of cash around 2,700 years ago in modern-day Turkey was possibly the biggest technological revolution of all time. But in a digital world, the end of physical banknotes and coins could be sooner than we think. Why is cash a problem?
Cash costs money. Production, distribution, and security all make paper money and coins an expensive system to maintain in a digital era. And governments have another big reason for disliking cash. People deal in cash to avoid paying taxes, as it doesn't leave a trace. Take the case of India, where the cash-based economy means that more than 98% of people don't pay any tax. Without tax income to improve social infrastructure, the poor remain trapped in poverty. But tax evasion is only one aspect of a global criminal system that operates using cash. Take the curious case of the $100 bill, for instance. 95% of Americans say they never see or use this banknote. And yet, 80% of the $1.58 trillion in circulation are in the form of $100 bills. Most of this cash is unaccounted for, most probably because it is being used for criminal purposes.
Have any countries gone cash-free?
Not yet, but several are well on their way. In Sweden, the first European country to use paper money over 350 years ago, only 2% of transactions now use cash. And in over half of the country's banks, you can neither deposit nor withdraw cash, which should disappear entirely by 2025. But it's not advanced nations like Sweden that are leading the revolution. 4 out of 5 low-income countries are now introducing systems where cash is principally replaced by text messages. The story began in Kenya in 2007 with a project to help the vast majority of Kenyans with no bank account. The idea, called M-Pesa, or mobile money in English, was to enable people with a simple Nokia-style phone to exchange mobile credit via text message. The M-Pesa economy rapidly grew to the point where it has largely replaced Kenya's cash transactions and official bank system.
Why is Facebook so interested in virtual money?
Facebook wants to create a digital pay system. In January of 2017, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg made a surprise visit to Kenya. His plan was to study the mobile money system M-Pesa with a view to introducing a similar system between Facebook's 2 billion users. He was inspired, no doubt, by the success of the Chinese messaging system WeChat, an app which combines all the aspects of Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram with a pay system that allows users to exchange money. Zuckerberg's objective is to use Facebook's global status to create a worldwide digital currency.
Who benefits from a cash-free world?
The middlemen. In a cash transaction, only the buyer and the seller are concerned. But when a third party enters the exchange, there is a benefit to them. This is why shops don't like taking cards for small payments, because they have to pay the card issuer a commission every time. So, in the tech era, Apple now gets a small commission on every payment made using Apple Pay on an iPhone. But while Apple have made it their policy not to know what people buy, Google's rival system, Android Pay, does things differently. Google takes no commission, because what they want is the data you agree to give them, what you buy, when and where, your email, the seller's email, any photos connected to the transaction, and more. For tech companies, data is the new oil, and data on spending is the highest quality oil in the business.
Is it dangerous to live in a cash-free world?
Possibly. First of all, you will spend more. Researchers at MIT have demonstrated that spending cash activates pain centers in our brains, but spending virtual money does not. A cash-free world, therefore, suits everyone from central banks to local shops who want us to spend our money. And cash, for all its faults, symbolizes freedom. Nobody controls your cash or knows what you do with it except for you. A world of digital money will be very different. This will be a world with no anonymity and no possibility of being off the grid. Instead, tech companies will know every detail of your life and have the power to decide where you can and can't spend your money. Tech companies, already incredibly powerful, will have become the central nervous system of the economy itself. Maybe that's not such a good idea.